Silver's a prophetic intercessor. Find out more about the lifestyle that comes with this mantle. Hello and welcome to Rivers of Prophesying. This is Silver Crosslard. Today we're reading from day 12 of 30 Days to Revival Glory. The glory which opens the imagination is our topic today. Exodus chapter 12, verse 7. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the outside and tops of the door frame of the houses where they eat the lambs. Leviticus chapter 10 verse 7. Do not leave the entrance to the tent of the meeting or you will die, because the Lord's anointing is on you. So they did as Moses said. John chapter 12 verse 3. Then Mary took about half a liter of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of perfume. You are set apart not only as my child, but as carrying an anointing, a fragrance of holiness and righteousness. Since you carry my presence, my blood offers shelters. The time and care you put in keeping the oil of glory filling your home matters, it sets it apart as a sanctuary. Pray, hallelujah, that the fact that we care for your presence and to keep your presence alive in every way has been noticed, approved, blessed. Lord, we want to carry your glory, your anointing oil everywhere we go. We want holiness and righteousness to evaporate from us as your fragrant oil. In your name, Lord Jesus, amen. The fragrance of holiness, the fragrance of the ground that's been kept clean, set apart, because unlike the other grounds, it is clean. Holy ground of a space to do new things, space for me to be creative, space to establish new things. It can be framed. Like some gardens are framed. And the perfume. The fragrance that comes with a clean ground. With a clean space. Don't you like the smell of new things? Ha! Don't you like the smell of new things? Hey! Don't you like the smell of pristine things? Hey! Things never touched, never used before. They have not caught on any other smell yet. The smell of new things, of pristine things that have not caught on anything else, not even stains, not even blemishes. Shukr ha. Shukr, not even the odd weed. Or the odd crock. Shukr. Just pure. Pure. Purity as a vessel for you and I. It's your vessel and it's my vessel too. It's shared. And righteousness is your gardening tool. Righteousness keeps your ground clean and pure. It's your rake. Catch the revelation. Catch it. Chew on it. Feed on it. That this seed of revelation might take you to a new level. That this seed of revelation might open your eyes and your ears to something new, to something you've not caught on yet, to something you've not caught up yet. Which is key to your next level. Holy, mighty Lord, thank you. Thank you. That you are taking us through new levels of understanding, new ways of seeing things and seeing ourselves today. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you are opening our eyes and our ears to things that only you could reveal at this time. In such a way, in such a clear manner, with such simple language. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. You are blessed, Lord Almighty. You are blessed, Lord Jesus. You are blessed, Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for listening to my podcasts. May the Lord bless you, keep you, and make his face shine on you. Amen. Thank you very much for listening to Rivers of Prophesying. Share this podcast on your social media.